Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Chris Sabosque joining us from Nebraska. He chairs the board at the Central Plains Dairy Expo, which wrapped up a few weeks ago in Sioux Falls. He gives us a recap.
It's grown, and it's just become so valuable to the dairy industry in the Central Plains region. When you talk to exhibitors and you talk to attendees, you know, they appreciate the fact that it's short, sweet, fun, and it's a really good bang for their buck. You know, especially our exhibitors, when we talk to them, they just glow about how real the conversations are, how meaningful the networking is. You know, overall, I think it's one of the most prestigious dairy expos in the country, and we're really proud of it.
Many have said Central Plains, a dairy expo, has its own unique energy in education, trade show, and entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, it was really from day one when the original group started it. They wanted it to be fun and educational, but also something that didn't take a lot of time like a lot of the other shows that people attend. And, you know, I think that's where the value is. You know, it's not that expensive. It serves a purpose for the area, and it does a real good job connecting producers and businesses, and that's really our goal. And then, you know, on the backside of that, you know, we do some amazing things with this footprint, you know, like our prayer breakfast. That continues to be significantly successful on the Wednesday morning. You know, we used to sell tickets to that, and we stopped doing that because we were so, you know, convinced that it was such a value add to our expo. And when we did that, now we don't have enough seats. And it's just outstanding the amount of people that want to participate and things like that. And then also on the backside of it, you know, it's the board over the years has done a really good job managing the money of the association. And now we get to give back as well. And so, you know, like this year we announced scholarship award winners. Like, for example, Grace Sargent, she received one of our scholarships. We have other organizations that reach out to us and ask for funding, and we contribute to their scholarship funds as well. And so, you know, it's a wealth share. It's an industry support mechanism, and it's just an outstanding show all around.
Chris Bosque joining us. He is the outgoing chairman of the board with the Central Plains Dairy Expo. It was held in mid-March. It drew over 3,500 dairy producers and allied industry representatives. And just a few numbers that go to show you that an in-person trade show or dairy-specific show is still very needed and also very wanted by producers and industry members.
Attendance numbers, I guess, are evidence of that. And the other thing that, you know, is really important, not just to the vendors, but to the producers, is the educational opportunities. There are so many opportunities to get engaged. I believe there was over 60 breakout sessions throughout the week. It's 69 to be exact, 12 of those in Spanish. So, you know, it was not just the farm owners got involved, but also potentially some employees. And you know, we're trying to make sure that the show continues to be applicable to today's operating environment. And that changes all the time. And so I think the board has done a pretty good job of adapting the show, especially with the current environment, especially around COVID and, you know, all those things. It's just been, last few years have been fun, obviously a challenge, but definitely a good opportunity to move the industry forward.
I mentioned, Chris, that I tried to print off the different educational breakout sessions, and I started to look and started to count, and I just couldn't wrap my head around how many different educational breakouts they have. And I asked how they try to organize that and prioritize what to hold and what to feature each and every year.
Yeah, so some of those educational breakouts, you know, are sponsors that contribute to the Central Plains Dairy Association. But we also have a mechanism, like through our strategic plan, that the board of directors, when they got together, they were able to look at, you know, as a way to continue to modernize the show, what are our key point areas that we want to focus on? One of them was technology. One of them was, you know, federal policy and, you know, advocacy. And then another one was, you know, engaging our youth or developing our next dairy leader. And so we were able to have, over the last couple years, breakout sessions specific to those things with the hopes that in the future those might develop into maybe their own freestanding event. But, you know, that's going to take some time to kind of grow into those opportunities. But with the position that the expo's in and where we are with finances, it's definitely something that we want to continue to keep providing value to the industry and making sure that we're doing the right thing.
Chris Bosquet joining us, chairman of the board, outgoing chairman of the board at Central Plains Dairy Expo. Their outstanding trade show held in mid-March was a huge success once again. I finally asked Chris what the conversation among showgoers and specifically dairy producers, what were some of the highlights of those conversations?
Yeah, I think most producers that I spoke to were pretty cautious about where things are going to go in 2024, specific to, you know, milk prices around cheese markets. We got a lot of volume coming on with Hillmar and Leprino and Great Lakes Cheese and Valley Queen. And so that's really going to suppress the cheese market. So if you're in a class three market, that's going to be, it could potentially be pretty tough for the next couple of years. And so that was definitely a concern. I spoke to a lot of producers in Nebraska, being that I'm from Nebraska. You know, the opinion there is actually fairly good. We've got new markets in northeast Nebraska that creating an opportunity for our producers to expand. It's also not fixed to the federal market system, which is kind of a different angle to milk pricing. And so some of these factors like the cheese price aren't really affecting that pay price whatsoever. And so, matter of fact, the cream sale is something that's going to hold it up. And so I think depending on your locale and what market you go to, you know, your thought process might be a little different on the future. But I think everybody's kind of concerned about inflation. Interest rates, definitely a problem. Cost of production hasn't gone down really much at all since COVID. And so if farmers are getting paid 19 bucks a hundredweight, that's probably right around where break even is with all the input costs that they have to experience. Definitely a concern. You know, I think everybody was just really focused on how to do better and manage their farms better and be more efficient. And in today's society, that's what you have to do.
Chris Bosquet joining us, outgoing chair on the Central Plains Dairy Expo board this year. Once again, another outstanding program. And 3,573 dairy producers attend, along with allied industry folks. This year's attendees representing 31 U.S. states and also six countries, nearly 300 exhibitors as well. And 69 educational sessions, 12 were in Spanish. And once again, outstanding year. Rodney Atkins was their country music entertainment. And the show, wrapped up well, did well. This year's theme, Everything Dairy. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.